Now, back to Sebastian in the Morning on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Well, I'll take some phone calls, 525-WCCC. Back to business momentarily. Here's Paige from Roxbury. Hello, Paige.
Hey, Sebastian.
Out of that, who would you go with?
Well, I think if you're with me when I started doing this, it was BC.
Pilgrim.
Mark Adams will be up at 9 o'clock. The danger of taking phone calls, I guess. You just never know what you're going to get until you're there. You mentioned something about that rock camp. How much was that?
Almost $9,000 for 5 days.
Don't they have baseball camps that run pretty similar to that?
The baseball camps, Sebastian, generally are about between $3,000 and $5,000.
That's still expensive to really satisfy a fantasy, knowing full well that you're never going to be able to do that. The Mets have done this for years. The Red Sox do it, too?
Red Sox do it.
The Yankees?
Yeah, I think almost every one of the teams does it.
So if you really want to go back into childhood, you pay $3,000 or $4,000, and you give it to the team of your choice, and they invite you down to a special day at spring training. They give you a uniform with the name of your favorite player, maybe Dwight Gooden before cocaine, and you just go out and play. It's just a regular pickup game, and they grab $4,000 from you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, $4,000, I think, is more reasonable than $9,000 for a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Who knows what you're going
to
get.
But still, I mean, what, $4,000, $9,000, whatever the case may be, that's still a lot of money to throw away on a fantasy.
How much does a dream cost, though?
But I think the people that spend money on these dreams have to think that maybe there's a chance that something good will happen as a result of paying that money.
You think?
They're either going to cut a record or maybe be able to hang out with the band or maybe the baseball player will become friends with them and they can associate. I'll tell you an interesting story. Pete brought this up a while ago. When Mike Piazza was playing for the Mets last year, this guy had so much money that he's playing cards in the locker room, either in a rain delay or in between games of a doubleheader. And who was the connection that got all the money?
Turk Wendell, the former Met, went through, was a Quinnipiac University graduate from Hamden, and he had a couple of the Quinnipiac baseball staff members there, one of the trainers and one of the assistant coaches. And they were playing, and that's when the head of accounting from the Mets came down and said, "Hey, Mike, you haven't cashed a paycheck in the last 6 weeks. We need to balance the books." And he went over to his locker, and he saw three paychecks sitting in there, each one worth $495,000.
This is like lottery.
And he said, "You know what? I'll deposit two. You guys have been so nice. Why don't the three of you guys from Quinnipiac take this and share it among yourselves?"
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and now the CIA knows about it.
That's a lot of money to give away to a total stranger.
Yeah.
Now, so how did these kids from Quinnipiac get the money? Because the check is made out to Piazza.
Yeah, he signed it, and then they co-signed it, and they went to the bank, and they got the money.
So they walk into a check. I mean, I would have questioned that if I'm the banker. It's made out to Mike Piazza with his name on the back, and now you're in there co-endorsing it?
Oh, I think Mike went in there with them.
Well, that's really going out of your way. Well, maybe he signed a personal check to the guys out of his own account.
Mm, yeah, he could have done that.
And kept the $400,000 for himself.
Seems like a lot of work.
That's being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys are only making, about $40,000, $50,000 a year. So they just got essentially each about 3 or 4 years' salary.
10 after the hour of 8 o'clock. We were talking earlier about the concert last night and how these beautiful women are able to get into the front row. And my day is made now because I hadn't the faintest idea that these bouncers / whatever that guy's position was, Paul, that called earlier, able to go out and find the hotties in advance and give them wrist guards or wristbands and then push them to the front so that everybody in the crowd can be jealous. And what a great occupation. I mean, if you could do anything in the world other than what you do, you would have to think being a touring rock star of any era, it's got to be the most fun of anything in the world. And I think one of the reasons why Billy Joel now tours again, because didn't he pack it in for a while?
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing classical and composition. I guess you can't meet too many people doing that kind of stuff. If you're playing in Carnegie Hall in front of just a few thousand dignified people, it's not the same as going to Hartford and then Boston or New York or Chicago and some major venue and doing this 3 or 4 times a week. and seeing the gratification of 15,000 screaming fans when you're playing, boy, that's just going to be an unbelievable feeling, not to mention cashing these huge checks every couple of days.